This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. President Joe Biden met Pacific Island leaders for a second White House summit on Monday.
The United States is committed to ensuring the Indo-Pacific region that is free, open, prosperous, and secure.
Biden announced U.S. diplomatic recognition of two more Pacific Island nations, the Cook Islands and Niue. Thousands of ethnic Armenians fled Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday. Reuters reporter Rachel Graham says they feared persecution and ethnic cleansing.
Desperate to leave, people were seen loading belongings into buses and trucks at the border with Armenia after Azerbaijan brought the breakaway region to heel by force a week earlier. After crossing the border, many of the refugees arrive in the town of Goris, where they are given food and shelter at hotels. Azerbaijan said it launched the 24-hour military operation against Karabakh forces after attacks on its own citizens. President Ilham Aliyev said his army had only targeted Karabakh fighters and that civilians had been protected.
The Armenian prime minister said they would all be welcome. That is Reuters' Rachel Graham. Marking his first trip to Africa's defense secretary, Lloyd Austin met yesterday with Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed in Djibouti, then headed to Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Two soldiers from Bahrain were killed in an attack along the border between Yemen and Saudi Arabia. The Bahraini military said on Monday that it highlights the insecurity in the area. Russian airstrikes and shelling killed six people in Ukraine and caused significant damage to infrastructure at the Black Sea seaport of Odessa and to grain storage facilities. The ongoing targeting of grain infrastructure.